It's important to approach weight loss as a part of a holistic journey towards your overall wellness, okay? One that like prioritizes sustainable lifestyle changes and self-care practices that promote long-term success and fulfillment. So this is going to feel better and you'll be able to maintain the weight loss longer and easier versus losing weight for a special event or for the pleasure of somebody else. Welcome to the Balanced Fit and Free podcast. I'm Ray Ann Mullins, your guide on this quest to a vivacious life. Join me as we uncover the keys to ditch inflammation, conquer fatigue, and stride confidently towards a harmonious, health-filled existence. This podcast is your compass to a balanced and fit lifestyle. So get ready to elevate your wellness game and embrace the vibrant, high-quality life that you deserve. Enjoy the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Balanced Fit and Free podcast. It's Ray Ann over here. Hello, hello. So happy that you are back this week. Thank you so, so much. So as you are listening to this episode, I don't want to brag or anything, but by the time you're listening to this, I'll be in California, just outside of San Diego at a retreat center. Probably about the time you're listening to this, either doing yoga or breath work or hiking. So excited. So as I've been telling you guys, I am just about finished getting all of the qualifications to lead breath work classes and to work with people one-on-one through breath work. And so I'm not going to get into what breath work is fully right now. I will do an entire episode all about it when I'm ready to tell you more about it. But I just want to say that I'm super excited because I am basically finished with my level one. I'm going to go ahead and jump into level two because I'm loving it so, so much. And I'm going to be learning some really advanced techniques that are going to help so many people with autoimmune, with weight loss, with productivity, with confidence. You name it, breath work can absolutely help you get closer to what you are desiring. So I'm very, very excited about it. And I just want you to know that as you're listening to this, that's what I'm doing. If you're listening to it the week I'm gone. So anyway, I am coming to you today to say that I am so, 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 so getting sick and tired of the constant conversation about weight loss. I am just so tired of hearing people talk about weight loss and all the different ways to do it. And it's constantly, constantly, constantly everywhere all the time. I feel like every single conversation that I have with anybody, it could be my friends, my family, my spouse, my kids. I mean, it doesn't matter. I feel like every single conversation somehow, some way turns into the topic of weight loss. So do we seriously have nothing better to talk about, right? What is this obsession? Why has our world, or how has this world, you know, our world created this problem? Like, think about it. Can you go a whole day without hearing something about weight loss or thinking about weight loss? I mean, maybe you do. And I hope that you do, but I know I don't. To be fair, that could be because I'm a nutrition and wellness coach, and that's all I see and think about and what I talk about a lot. And so actually, to be honest with you, I'm trying to figure out how to kind of clean out my social media so that I don't see it in my face every second of the day, right? The algorithms that have been created to market to us are actually kind of cool. You know, I mean, I definitely get marketed products that probably I wouldn't find otherwise. So I do appreciate that. So it is kind of cool sometimes, but I hate that like all that I see in my Instagram and Facebook feeds are about weight loss or something about, you know, losing fat or the next a magic pill or like all this body related, like how you look kind of information. And I guess part of the reason I see a lot of that is because I do post about health. So social media just automatically thinks that that's all I want to see. Okay. Well, okay. I also see a lot of cat videos because I think they're hilarious and I love it. So anyway, but I do have other interests, but all I get fed is fitness, nutrition, diet, weight loss information, supplement information. That's all I really ever see. So could this be what is making everybody feel even worse about themselves? I think so. So if you need to lose weight or desire to lose weight, that is totally fine, right? I'm not saying that you shouldn't have the goal of weight loss. Maybe you really do. And to be honest, that might be even why you're here, or what, you know, why you're listening to me, or maybe why you've worked with me, right? And if you've been with me for a while, you've actually witnessed the shift through my business and my services, right? The many shifts of Rayanne Mullins and Ram Fitness, right? I've been through a lot because I've seen a lot, and I've kind of learned so much over the 20 plus years that I am tired of the weight loss, like, and people thinking it's only about weight loss, right? So don't get me wrong. I love to help people reach their goals, right? You know, whether it's weight loss or getting fit or feeling better, I love it. But what I don't love is the obsession to lose weight. It truly saddens me that people feel like they can't even be happy or really start their life until they lose the weight that they want. And oftentimes, the weight loss goals are just unrealistic and simply not safe. Okay, so don't get me wrong when I say, oh, I'm so tired about hearing about weight loss, when clearly I talk about it and I help people with it. But my point is, I feel like it's so in our face all the time that it's turned from something that could help you into something that is actually creating more problems for people. Okay. And I just don't love that, because I think there's more to life than how we look. Okay. And so there are various reasons, right, to want to lose weight, some of which may not be particularly healthy or conducive to overall well-being. All right. So today, let's talk about two really bad reasons to lose weight. And then I'll give you three decent reasons to lose weight. Okay, I'm not going to be telling you how to lose weight today, right? Like, that's a whole different conversation. But we will talk about the why, and, you know, why I think it's a good idea to lose weight and why I think it's not a good idea to lose weight. All right. So here are the two poor reasons, in my opinion, to lose weight. Okay. Now, again, this is my opinion, and you might hear another trainer or nutrition coach or somebody say something totally different. And that's totally fine, because I think that's the really cool thing. We all have, you know, the right to our own opinion. So my opinion is based on my experience, personal experience, and also just, you know, working with thousands of people over the 20 plus years and seeing what works and seeing what doesn't work. So here is the first reason. The first reason I think is a bad reason to want to lose weight is for a special event. Okay, be honest. How many times have you set out to lose weight because of a special event? Okay, maybe it's a wedding or a high school reunion or a trip to the beach, right? A vacation, a special vacation, an anniversary, something like that. And by the way, I'm with you. I'm raising my hand right now. I have done this too many times to count. But guess what? I don't think it's ever actually worked. I've never been successful at getting to the goal I want because of an event. Have you? I mean, maybe. I think a lot of people have. But let's talk about why it's a bad idea. Okay, attempting to lose weight specifically for a special event can definitely lead to unhealthy habits and short-term solutions that just aren't sustainable in the long run. Okay, so here are some reasons why. First of all, unrealistic expectations. Okay, weight loss requires time, commitment, and a sustainable lifestyle change. I will say that again. Weight loss that's going to last and be worth it requires time, commitment, and sustainable lifestyle changes. Trying to lose a significant amount of weight, you know, quickly for a specific event can lead to setting unrealistic goals, which may result in disappointment, frustration, and definitely, like, just bad feelings about yourself if you don't reach the goals. Okay. So setting, you know, trying to lose weight for a specific event is just going to set you up really for failure. It's unrealistic expectations. It also is because many people may resort to extreme measures, such as, like, crash dieting, you know, like completely avoiding carbs, or, you know, excessive exercise or maybe taking some like unhealthy weight loss supplements, just an attempt to shed pounds quickly. So these methods can be harmful to both physical and mental health, and they're just not sustainable long term. Okay. Another reason I think it's bad is because rapid weight loss, so even if you do succeed, right, let's say you're going to a wedding and you're like, whoa, I need to lose 20 pounds. And let's say you do it. Rapid weight loss is oftentimes followed by, guess what, rapid weight gain. This is what we call yo-yo dieting, right? It can have negative effects on your metabolism and just your overall health. Your body's going to be like, what the F are you doing to me? Right? It can contribute to a cycle of weight loss and regain, making it very hard to maintain a healthy weight in the future. Okay. When we yo-yo diet, it's like stretching your metabolism way out and then coming back. So it's like every time you stretch that metabolism out, it gets a little bit weaker, right? It's like stretching out a rubber band. You just keep stretching it. And then it every time it gets a little bit, you know, when you unstretch it, it's kind of looser every time. It's kind of the same idea with our metabolism. Yo-yo dieting does not help us. Also, I think it's a bad idea because with an event coming up, you're focusing on your appearance over your health. So when the primary motivation for weight loss is this event, you know, rather than just overall health and well-being, people prioritize their looks, right? Their short-term looks versus long-term health. And this mindset can lead to an unhealthy attitude towards food, body image issues, and even disordered eating. It also causes a lot of stress and anxiety. So the pressure to lose weight quickly for a special event can make you so stressed and worried and full of anxiety, which, by the way, may further complicate your weight loss efforts. Stress can lead to emotional eating, okay, hormonal imbalances, and other factors that interfere with weight loss progress. You know how I feel about stress. If you've been with me for a while, you know that I believe stress is a bigger issue than even the food we're eating. I really deeply feel that is a true statement. Okay, also, you know, when you're trying to lose weight for an event, it's usually you're going to rely on quick fixes, right? Or crash diets that may produce temporary results, but they're unlikely to lead to sustainable weight loss or improved overall health. So once the event is over, people go back to their old habits and regain any lost weight, which leads to a cycle of weight fluctuations, which is basically the same thing as me saying yo-yo dieting, right? It's like this up and down, the quick fix, then you're starving to death. So you're like, well, screw that. I'm just going to eat whatever I want. It's fine. And then you gain the weight back and then you're like, oh, I hate myself because I gained all that weight back. And then you go through it again. And it's just this constant over and over and over and over and over, and over thing, right? And by the way, there's always going to be an event. There's always going to be something that you want to get ready for. It might be like your own kid's wedding, or it might be your niece's wedding, or it might be a sudden trip next month to Florida, right? Like you just never know. Like there's things are going to happen. So if you're always trying to lose weight for the next event, you're just always going to be in this like stressful like cycle. And it's just not good. Okay. So therefore, using an event to motivate you to lose weight isn't a great idea, right? I've helped many women try to lose weight for their kids' weddings or for special vacations. And I would say that, I can't really give you a true statistic, but over half of those people either didn't stick to the plan and never made their goal before the event, or if they did hit the goal, they stopped following the plan as soon as the event was over, and then I never hear from them again until they're ready to lose weight again. And this is what happens. People, they come and they go, and it's almost always the same 20 to 30 pounds that they want to lose. They lose it, then they gain it back when nothing's going on, and then they want to come back and like start, you know, training or coaching again to lose that same 20 pounds, okay? And there's a better way. There's a better way. All right, so the second reason I think is a bad reason to want to lose weight is for someone else. Trying to lose weight for someone else rather than for yourself can lead to several negative consequences. Okay, so lack of intrinsic motivation. When the motivation to lose weight comes from external sources, such as pleasing someone else or meeting their, like this other person's expectations, it lacks the intrinsic, okay, internal motivation necessary for long-term success. So without personal investment in the process, you're going to struggle to sustain your efforts over time. Like, you really need to want it yourself. Okay. No, you can't do it for somebody else ever. Unrealistic expectations again. So trying to meet someone else's standards or expectations for weight loss can lead to setting unrealistic goals that may not align with your own body type or your metabolism or even your lifestyle. So this can result in frustration and disappointment and a sense of failure if the expectations are not met, okay? Which just makes more stress. Decreased self-esteem. Constantly seeking approval or validation from others for weight loss can negatively impact self-esteem and self-worth. If weight loss goals are not achieved, right? Or if others' opinions maybe change, you know, like, because, you know, just look at society. It used to be bad to have a big butt. Now it's good to have a big butt. It used to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, ideals and people's opinions are going to change. So people may experience feelings of rejection or the feeling of just never being good enough. Okay. So when you are seeking others' validation, especially when it comes to weight loss or really anything, careers, anything, you're always going to have that, like, I'm not good enough feeling. Okay. Also, it creates a risk of resentment. So feeling pressured to lose weight for someone else can create feelings of resentment or hostility towards that person. So this can strain relationships and just lead to more conflict. Okay. Especially if the individual feels like coerced or judged for their body size or appearance. Okay. So if you're on the other side of this and you really want somebody to lose weight and you're pressuring somebody to lose weight, and they're like acting rude to you or pushing you away, well, that's why. Because they feel like you, you know, just don't love them for who they are. Focus on external validation is also why I don't love this. So seeking validation or approval from others for weight loss reinforces the idea that self-worth is tied to external factors, such as your appearance. Okay. And this can create unhealthy attitudes towards your own body image and contribute to disordered eating behaviors or just really poor, low self-esteem. And then finally, it's a bad idea because you're going to lose like your autonomy. So trying to lose weight to please someone else, okay, is going to make you kind of lose like your own self, okay, and the sense of control. Because when you let somebody else tell you what you need to do, you're going to start to like not even know what you want for your own body. And this can erode self-confidence and undermine efforts to make positive, sustainable changes to lifestyle habits. Okay. So those are the two main reasons I think are bad ideas to lose weight. I think it's a bad idea to lose weight for an event, solely for an event. And because there's just going to always be an event, and it's too short term. I think it's a really bad idea to lose weight for someone else. Here's the thing. If that person, if there's a specific person telling you, you have to lose weight, have to lose weight, and they're always on you, if they don't love you the way you are, then they can kiss it, right? So just saying. But there are two more other reasons I think are not great for wanting to lose weight. Societal pressure and unrealistic beauty standards. So this is what I'm talking about when you see Instagram, TikTok. There are some very like body positive people there, but mostly you're going to see these like 25 to 30 year olds in their sports bra and short shorts looking fit and amazing. And just they're not the norm, right? So we have these unrealistic beauty standards. And by the way, all the filters, we don't even know if some of these women even look the way we think they look, you know? And on top of that, with AI now, there's even fake trainers and fake women out there. They're not even real that have been created because of this societal beauty standard, right? So if you're trying to just fit into a box or because you want to look a certain way because you keep seeing pictures everywhere, that's just not really a good reason. You know, the problem is that this is going to prioritize external validation over internal well-being. At the end of the day, how you feel about yourself is way more important than what others think and what our society deems as beautiful or what's right. Okay. The other reason would be comparison. It's kind of the same idea. You know, basing your weight loss goals solely on, you know, what other people look like, it overlooks the uniqueness of our individual bodies and personal health needs. So each person's journey to health and wellness is different. And what works for one person just may not be suitable or even sustainable for another. Okay. So those are the reasons I feel are not appropriate for having a weight loss goal. So certainly there are good reasons to pursue weight loss. Okay. So let's talk about those. I have three reasons that I feel are, you know, acceptable and the best reasons. And again, these are my opinions. So take it for what it's worth. So the first reason I think is a good reason to want to lose weight is for improved health and reduced risk of chronic diseases. So one of the most significant benefits of achieving and maintaining a healthy weight is the positive impact it can have on overall health. Excess weight, especially when concentrated around our, you know, middle, our abdomen area, our belly, is associated with an increased risk of various chronic conditions, including type 2 diabetes, heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and certain types of cancer, as well as autoimmune disorders. So by losing weight through a balanced diet and regular exercise, people can lower their risk factors for these diseases and improve their overall quality of life. So not only does weight loss decrease the strain on the cardiovascular system and improve your blood sugar control, but it also reduces inflammation and promotes better immune function, which is, leads to a decreased likelihood of developing obesity-related complications. To me, that is the number one most important reason to have a weight loss goal. Okay. The second reason would be better physical mobility and functionality. Just living, right? When you have excess weight, it can put a lot of strain on your body's joints, muscles, and bones, which can lead to mobility issues and really decreases your physical like function, right? Your functionality. Losing weight can alleviate this strain and definitely improve mobility, which makes it easier to perform your daily activities, right? It makes it easier to engage in exercise, and it makes it easier to participate in recreational adventures. And by the way, you might hear the dogs barking. I don't know what they're barking at, but we're going to roll with it. So whether, you know, whether you are wanting to climb stairs, play sports, or just move around without discomfort, achieving a healthier weight can enhance overall physical well-being and increase your energy levels. Okay. Additionally, weight loss can improve sleep quality, which can help reduce snoring and sleep apnea, and it can alleviate chronic pain that a lot of people, you know, tend to get as we age, like osteoarthritis, things like that. So overall, it just feels better to be able to move easier. That is a really good reason to lose weight. If you're struggling with these areas, it's hard to get up, it's hard to do stairs, it's hard to move around, then absolutely that's a good reason to want to lose weight. Okay. My third reason, and we'll call it the final reason, is just enhanced mental well-being and confidence. So achieving and maintaining a healthy weight can positively impact mental health and emotional well-being. Many people experience increased self-confidence, improved body image, and just a greater sense of empowerment as they like get closer to their weight loss goals. I know I did. I really did. I really felt as I lost weight, I just felt more like my true higher self. Okay. Physical activity, you know, part of weight loss would be like physical activity, and physical activity releases endorphins, which are neurotransmitters or hormones that promote feelings of happiness and relaxation, which can help alleviate symptoms of stress, anxiety, and depression. Also, adopting a healthier lifestyle through mindful eating, regular exercise, and just self-care practice can create a positive relationship with food. It can improve your self-esteem, and it can instill a sense of accomplishment and control over your own health. So as people experience improvements in both their physical and mental well-being, they're more likely to maintain these healthy habits and sustain their weight loss over time. Okay. Now, I want to be clear here, and I want to say that you can still have amazing self-confidence and mental well-being and be overweight. Okay, I'm not saying that in order to have self-confidence that you have to lose weight. That's totally not it. Okay? I'm just saying that in my personal experience and watching thousands of clients over the last 20 plus years, I see a huge improvement with those who lost the excess weight greatly, right? It's greatly increased their confidence. Okay. So I know for me that, you know, I wouldn't say I was like not confident, but I did shy away when I was overweight. I hated how clothes fit. I was literally just uncomfortable. And so, you know, I would avoid going to do things because mostly I was uncomfortable, or it was hard to like take the kids because it was, you know, it was just physically hard to do certain things. And so when I started to lose weight, I just felt like I came out of my shell, you know? And my confidence really soared, and I just felt so much stronger mentally. So I do believe that our physical and mental health absolutely filter and cycle into each other. So those are some really good reasons to lose weight. So in summary, pursuing weight loss for reasons related to health improvement, enhanced physical functionality, okay, being able to move easier, and mental well-being can lead to numerous benefits that contribute to a happier and healthier life. Okay, it's important to approach weight loss as a part of a holistic journey towards your overall wellness, okay? One that like prioritizes sustainable lifestyle changes and self-care practices that promote long-term success and fulfillment. So this is gonna feel better, and you'll be able to maintain the weight loss longer and easier versus losing weight for a special event or for the pleasure of somebody else. So I hope that this was helpful and gave you something to think about. And let me ask you, I mean, do you desire weight loss? Are you here right now because you're seeking information about weight loss? Why? You know, why do you want to lose weight? Is it because you want to feel better and move better? Or is it because you just think you should look a certain way due to society's expectations? Or do you want to lose weight for somebody else? If you really want to lose weight for yourself and for the right reasons, and put that in quotation marks, right? And if you need help, please reach out to me for a consultation just to see if I can help you. My balanced approach to weight loss is geared towards people who really like desire sustainable long-term results. So that means it's not quick and it's not fancy, but it will last a lifetime, and you will have the confidence, you'll have the functionality to feel your very, very best. So you guys, thank you so much for being here today. Please, please, please remember to rate and review and subscribe to the podcast. Really, the only thing that I ask in return for this information, this weekly podcast, is for you to share it. The only way that I can reach more people is for you, the loyal listeners, to help me spread the word. I really would appreciate it. So you can do that just by rating and reviewing or telling your friends about the podcast. So again, thank you so much for being here, and I will catch you guys next week. Bye. Thanks for tuning into the Balanced, Fit, and Free podcast today. Remember, while we've explored incredible tips and insights, none of this is to replace personalized medical advice. Always chat with your trusted physician or healthcare professional before making changes based on what you've heard today. Stay inspired, stay curious, and keep striving for that balanced, fit, and free lifestyle. Until next time, take care and keep thriving.